Dad from JoJo Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
It's that time again to discuss the weird, wacky and wonderful world in which we live.
Yeah.
So, kicking off, today's useless facts. Mm-hmm. Believe this or not, 123456 is still the most common password in the world.
Oh, my Lord. Wow. Guys, if that is your password, we know it and you need to change it. That is just bad.
And don't change it the other way to 654321 because that's not going to work
or
either.
98765. Yeah, no.
It's amazing to think that still is the case, especially if it's like sensitive to your bank or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It's not safe. And certainly, I think most now actually demand that you have a capital letter in it and a character, don't they? So even if you put like the capital A on the end of the before the one and a full stop on the end of the six.
It depends what it is. I mean, if it's banking, not always, not always. You'll get a few questions to ask to take, for instance. And it might not be the case. Wow. Especially with banking, though. You think it would be.
Change it to something, even an old surname or your first pet or something you'll remember, but don't leave it as simple as that. That's craziness. Yeah, change it, guys.
So, in the news at the moment, first sort of article really is that BMW I read to launch a hydrogen vehicle by 2028,
right,
alongside Toyota that have already done it. But
they have, yeah.
What's your thoughts on that, Jojo? Oh,
wow, for someone that loves the motoring industry and all that it encompasses, I mean, hydrogen, it is the way forward. It is. There's a lot of work that needs to be done on it, I've got to be honest. There's a lot of councils now that have in their cities their dustbin lorries, the hydrogen run, and it seems to be working. It's very fuel efficient for them. But will it work on passenger vehicles? I'm not sure. I think it's more haulage and class.
I don't know. I mean, for BMW, a major player, to be bringing one out, got to be reasons behind it, and it normally is that it's possible and it's going to go forward.
Yeah.
I know a lot of the Far East are investing heavily into hydrogen right now. Again, must be a reason for it.
Yeah.
It's not just to say we can do it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Like putting something on the moon, it's because there's a reason financially to do it.
Yeah, we need to work towards a more greener planet, that's for sure, and hydrogen cells absolutely promote that.
Well, carbon zero and all that, definitely. Yeah.
But what it's going to do in the long term, I'm not sure.
No, we yet to find out. And it's like all these things, you get these carrots dangled in front of you. There's a population, it's great for the environment and all the rest of it. But it turns out it's not just sort of green with electric cars, for instance. You know, you've got the production of the batteries and the complications that has around the world right now, let alone in another 5 years when everybody's driving an electric car, for instance. So another alternative, be good to see.
Yeah.
And let's face it, monopolies are not a good thing. So
no. If
we've got another good alternative, that's on the cards.
I'm sure all manufacturers are actually, toying with the idea of how they're going to produce hydrogen cells, for sure. But in terms of the range, it's got brilliant range. Costs can't be measured against it, unfortunately. And the long-term impact will be slightly different to the emissions that we know that are killing the planet now. So.
Yeah, I think for whatever change you see in the world, there's always a pro and a con.
Exactly.
And we're yet to see those cons come out.
Yeah.
And be honest.
I'm sure it'd be a nice car, though.
I'm sure it will. For me, one of the points that people don't really talk about much with electric cars is the refill time. Not being funny, I spent years as a sales rep.
Yeah.
Travelling up to sort of Manchester in one day and then back down south in the same day. And when it gets towards rush hour, I don't know, let's say it's 3 o'clock, you're travelling down, you've got an hour left on your journey. And then, you know, if there's a warning sign saying you've got 20 miles left and you need to go and charge your vehicle, you do so at the moment with electric. And let's face it, you're going to be spending an hour there.
Yeah.
You're going to hit rush hour traffic when you don't need to.
Yeah.
Whereas with petrol or diesel at the moment, you go in, you're out within 5 minutes. So that's something that hydrogen apparently can offer a much faster way of doing. Of refueling, reducing up, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. Because, I don't know, when you've got let's say, screaming kids. We've all been there. You know, you've got young kids in the back. They're frustrated. Maybe they want to get to the loo. Maybe they're just wanting to get out of the car because they've been trapped there for hours already. Then you've got to stop at services because you're 40 miles from home and you haven't got enough mileage to get back. That's not a good thing at the moment. So bring on hydrogen. Let's see what happens with it. Hulk Hogan, the old WWE wrestler, from back in the 80s and 90s, wasn't it, really?
Yeah.
He's done a U-turn on Mike Tyson.
Why?
After watching, apparently, Jake Paul fight.
Oh.
He said that, you know, he's an amazing fighter.
I thought he's those like two were mates.
They are mates. Oh. But he's done a U-turn, and I think the reason he's sort of done a U-turn and said he doesn't want him fighting Jake Paul is that he is a friend. And he's also 38 years older than Jake Paul.
Oh, gosh.
And it is that concern of being 58 years old, getting in a boxing ring, not just a boxing ring, but in a kind of world-class fight with somebody who's sort of really young, he's got a good heart, good reactions, whatever, so on and so forth, compared to someone who's 58, who's had, well, let's be honest, an amazing career, one of the best boxers, if not the best boxer, in my opinion. I think he was the best boxer. But, you know, time's moved on since then. And let's be honest, I'll be watching that fight. That's for sure. But
me too.
I probably wouldn't advise it at 58. It's something that, I don't want to say it, but, you know, there could be complications.
It's going to go one way or the other, isn't it? I mean, to be fair, has anyone thought that sadistically that Mike Tyson actually wants to fight this guy to see if he actually can hurt him? Because no one actually has. You know, Mike Tyson, like you said, is one of the greatest boxers of all time, next to Muhammad Ali, and no one's really touched the guy.
The power he's got, the speed, the killer instincts, I think most of those are still there, probably to a lesser extent, but they are still there.
Yeah.
Be really interesting. I mean, take it back 20 years, Jake Paul wouldn't have stood a chance, I don't think. Not a chance. But it's 38
Roll
years.
On November.
Exactly, 38 years in the making of difference there, and that's a lot of difference.
We'll see what Hulk Hogan has to say at the time. I'm sure there'll be interviews.
He might just sort of come into the ring and throw them both around, do a bit of wrestling.
Yeah, tag them out.
So, next point, good or bad, depends how you view it, really. But the question is to you, Jojo.
Okay.
What do you remember about your first day at school? And when I say school, I mean secondary school, big school.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you remember about the first day?
First day at secondary school. Well, I didn't really know anyone. I half expected to turn up and see lots of my friends from junior school. And I really didn't. I only saw about maybe two or three, and they weren't in the same class as me. And I felt really small again. Like, you know, you see these big, back then it was, you know, you were in first year. I think it's year seven now in terms of class age groups. But as a first year, to see all these like tall, and I went to an all-girls school, so it was very intimidating already. And these girls that were in the fifth year, you know, and they look really cool, and they look really tall, and they, you know, they gorgeous-looking ladies, basically.
Yeah.
So very intimidating. I felt like I was about five again. So
yeah, my first experience that I can remember about secondary school, I think it was either morning break or lunchtime. And there was an area of, well, in between the two schools that had become one before we got there, there was an area between the two we called the wasteland, and it was exactly that. It was like a bit of wood that was a wasteland. And you weren't supposed to go in there, but all the kids used to sneak in there for a sneaky fag at like break time or whatever. Right. And we were in there, and there was loads of kids playing around, excited or depressed, I'm not sure, about their first day back at school.
Right.
All running around, and I can remember somebody getting pulled over, this poor lad. I'm not going to say his name, but I do remember his name. He got pulled over and pelted by about 10 other lads with crab apples.
Oh.
So just threw loads of crab apples at him. And
I thought, my gosh.
I remember thinking, is this what I've got for the next 5 years?
Oh, bless him. Oh.
The old heart was filled with dread after that, to be honest.
Oh, bless.
Aww. I think you might know who you are if you're listening. God bless you. No, not really. Next point, and this is a big one, and it's got a negative, mm-hmm. a negative and a positive. So
yeah,
let's start off with your sort of take, Jojo, on the negative memories of lockdown.
Lockdown. Oh my gosh, what a time. Well, I won't go into the whole medical side of COVID because that's a whole bigger discussion. But in terms mm-hmm. of the negative impact, I think everyone felt that they were restricted to their homes. And even those that were saying, oh, I don't care and I'm going to still go out, you still felt very isolated. And the fact that you knew you couldn't cross county lines or just jump in your car. There was no buses, there was no trains, you know, there was no mates coming around to pick you up, to take you, you know, to a barbecue or anything like that. So,
I mean, was that the situation? I never really looked into that because whenever I was in that period going anywhere, I was going to say driving anywhere, I would drive.
Yeah.
So were the trains actually pretty much all cancelled?
Yeah, I mean, You had limited service, and I mean very, very limited service. So I think even if you had to go into London, you could get a train. However, it was like instead of the 10 that run every hour into London, you were probably lucky if you got two.
Yeah.
So it was a very limited service, and you had to sit distance apart and, you know, face masks and all that sort of thing. It was just crazy. So for me, the negative impact, I absolutely hated wearing a face mask because I wear glasses.
Yeah.
And they would just forever get up. Steam yeah. up. I couldn't see, I couldn't breathe. That was the negative for me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my negative is along that ilk, I suppose, really, and that's breathing, slightly asthmatic, and with a mask, especially in the summer, that wasn't fun. And sometimes I'd literally have to take it off because you're allowed to take it off for medical reasons. You'd get a load of sneers from people in the supermarket
right.
that were wearing theirs.
Yeah.
And they would sort of be grunted about that, but they'd like to sneer at you and stare at you. And, you know, you wouldn't sort of say anything, but then the shop staff would all come up to you and start saying, oh, why are you not wearing your mask? You need to wear your mask.
Yeah.
And in the end, I'd just say one word, medical. And that was it.
Yeah.
So,
did you have one of those passes around your neck? You know, that I think they sort of eventually said if you got a medical reason, you have to have a lanyard with a sort of medical pass around your neck. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I don't actually think that was a requirement. I think that was something you could sort of opt to have.
Right.
Okay. But no, I just kind of went on the fact that, you know, I wore my face mask as much as possible. But
yeah.
If I needed to take it off for a breath of fresh air or whatever,
yeah,
then I did, and people should respect that.
Yeah,
remember once at the time my kids were pretty young, and they're both on milk still.
Right.
And I literally bought, because they used to have, I can't remember how many a day, but it was quite a few. Let's be honest, between two,
yeah.
young, which were babies really. So I bought like a small carton or a small case of milks with, I think they had about 15 in them.
Right.
But they're only tiny milks.
Yeah.
And this woman said, really? Really? Oh, you're panic buying?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you try living through COVID. Both your babies are on milk with 15. That's about a day supply.
Yeah.
Keep your opinions to yourself, exactly. please. If you
Did
don't
you have
mind.
24 toilet rolls with you at the same time?
I didn't, but God. I think the other 10 people in the shop did.
Right, yeah. Including the lady that moaned.
Yeah, exactly. That's always the way, isn't it? The ones that moan are normally the worst. Yeah.
But you notice those things have stayed. The multi-buys now.
Yeah.
You can get 24-pack of toilet roll. Never get... It was a 9. You were lucky if, you know, it was on offer.
If you get an 18, then it was a rarity. Yeah,
exactly, you know, so, yeah.
And I've got to admit, I don't want to sort of go into the toilet humour and stuff like that, but of all the things to panic about, toilet roll. You know, we're all stuck in our houses. It's not like we're going on a walk for 10 miles in the middle of nowhere. Uh-huh. We're stuck in our houses, yeah, in the bathroom, you've got running water. Bloody, I don't need to say anything else, mm-hmm. but there are bigger things in the world to panic about than toilet roll.
Yeah.
So that's that. What about the positives?
The positives, I've got to say, and this is aimed at you, Jags, and every other guy out there, dads were at home and they really saw, one, how amazing their kids are, because they really don't get time to spend with their kids. And two, they really got involved with actually the homemaking side that the mums would normally do. They were cooking dinners, they were doing the DIY, they were doing the washing, you know. So kudos to all the dads out there through COVID. That's all I can say on the matter. It was a family time.
Yeah, definitely. There was that too, for sure. Mm. For me, it was a couple of things. Well, I used to actually work during COVID a little bit because I was supplying products to the NHS at the time. So I was out maybe a couple of days a week and at home the rest. One nice thing was not having to wake up really early every morning in the winter and go outside when it's freezing cold, defrost your car or wait for it to defrost or whatever.
Mm.
That was quite nice. And quiet roads, you know, when I did have to work and go out and do things that involved the NHS, driving on those roads, it was like going back to being a kid on a Sunday morning at 7 o'clock, where you just didn't see any cars on the road.
That's true.
And your sort of travel journeys were halved, which was quite nice.
I mean, there were so many positives about lockdown, but also there was quite a lot of negatives as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So on to the next point. It's quite funny. I laugh as I say it, really. What's the most eventful way you've seen someone resign or get fired?
Oh, my gosh. Well, one guy, I've got to tell you this story, springs to mind because it was just a funny story. I was working at a recovery company out in Hampshire. I won't say the name, but one of the technicians, he'd been playing with pots of paint out in the yard, and they were doing like Skittles and they were messing about with the pots of paint. And I think he was a bit of a leery lad anyway, you know what I mean? And he'd obviously got a bit cheeky with the manager and they let him go. And Monday morning, everyone turned up for work to find that those pots of paint were no longer inside the yard. They were on the fence and gate. Every post of the gate and the fence all around the building. And we're talking a good sort of 40, 50 metres. He had painted all different rainbow colours. So it was very colourful, and they knew it was him because he was caught on CCTV. So whether he actually ended up owing them money for the used paint, I don't know, but I'm sure they would have deducted it out of his last pay packet, that's for sure.
My question was, did they paint over it or leave it as it was?
No, it stayed like it for a long time. Yeah, I don't even know if they replaced it, if I'm honest.
So let's just say he made his mark.
He made his mark, yes.
Mine was somebody, I can't remember exactly what happened, but I think they got fired, and it was someone that, well, they definitely got fired, but I'm not sure how. And it was a pretty famous large store chain in the UK, chain of DIY stores, in fact, that are no longer around today. And I just remember he comes storming out, and he'd kicked the waste pipe off the back of the toilet, and the toilets had flooded. And I think somebody actually went in there. I don't know what they did, but they went in there, flushed the toilet.
Oh, no.
Let's just say it caused a problem. I'm not going to say anything else.
Yeah.
And apparently the guy filled up the kettle upstairs in the staff room with Jif as well.
Oh, dear. So you're not going to get a cup of coffee anytime soon either.
No, it might be a bit frothy.
Oh, my Lord.
And it's the sort of thing where you would actually, because let's face it, most of us don't when we've got a kettle, actually pull the top open. It's normally glued with all the
water looks a bit dodgy in my cup of tea.
Exactly. So you wouldn't check, you just fill it up a bit more from the spout and then watch it froth up and be like, what's going on? What
bubbles
is going on?
Coming out of the spout as it's boiling up. Oh, that's funny.
So it may be chapel anyway.
Yes,
and there we are.
Yeah.
So now on to one word in the grave, where we decide whether a word stays in the grave or comes out, and we use it again.
Yeah.
Words have gone out of fashion. Today's word, and it really is an old one, dilly-dally.
Oh, don't dilly-dally on the way. Oh, my gosh, that's such a lovely little two words, you know. You say it to your kids, don't you?
Yeah, it's a little phrase.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't said it or used it for years or heard it
for
years. In fact, I don't think I've ever really used it. It's sort of people of my nan and granddad's sort of age group that used it, and then plus some.
Yeah, Yeah, so. In actual fact, it would probably been me nan that said to me, don't dilly-dally, you know, come on, hurry up.
Yeah, so it's kind of a negative thing, but the way it sounds, it's quite positive, isn't it? It's like dilly-dally.
Mm.
You could say a lot worse things than that. So
of course, yeah.
I think it's a good thing to say. On that subject, anybody with any old words that you just don't hear anymore that you like or dislike, just send them over and we'll discuss them, because there's so many in the English language that have just gone astray, and it'd be good to get some of them back again and working.
Yes, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, try and use dilly-dally this week in your vocabulary. That would be lovely.
And watch the blank faces around you as you do
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Right, and now we're on to location frustration.
Okay.
Where in the country are we? Clue number one. This rainy place is the wettest city in Britain.
Oh.
Clue number two. Okay. Spillers Records, the world's oldest record shop, is located here.
Right.
And clue three. Good old Roald Dahl was born here.
Right.
Where are we?
Yeah, where are we? Next door to the Twits.
The Twits, what are they?
Well, Roald Dahl, isn't it? The famous book. Is it James and the Giant Peach?
I don't think that was... Big, friendly giant, BFG. Right, okay.
Yeah, all Roald Dahl books, yeah.
You notice I've got a blank look on my face. I'm like, yep, if you say so, Joe.
If you say so, Joe.
I will believe you, yeah. Okay, and last point for today, and it's not really a point, it's more of today's bad joke. Like I said on the last podcast, these are bad jokes, therefore don't expect anything special. They are meant to be cheesy, and the more cheesy, the better. And it is.
Go on.
What's blue and smells like red paint?
What's blue and smells like red paint? I don't know. Go on.
Blue paint. Ba-bum.
Oh, you banana. I actually like that. That's cool.
Okay, guys.
Yes. Well, look, you know where to find us on Facebook, Instagram. We're now on Spotify, you know, so seek us out. Jags and JoJo Show.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Bye.
Adios.
The Jags and JoJo Show.